be near a radio because we've got something really, really special for you. It's a drama we've put together. It's called The Great West Road. You can hear it 2 o'clock this afternoon. And this is a drama we've put together from the stories of people who live in Thatcham. We've looked into Thatcham's history. We've been working with local people and the Watermill Theatre Company. It was all recorded recently at the Thatcham Town Football Club. And the drama is set on the day of the floods last July. Always going to be remembered, I think, as an important day in Thatcham's history. Friday, 20th of July last year. But it not only concerns the flooding. We've taken stories about that day, but also stories from Thatcham's past. It's going to be really interesting. 2 o'clock this afternoon on BBC Radio Berkshire is when you'll hear it. And Maggie Philbin is in Thatcham this morning, talking to some of the people who made it.
And to give you my exact location, Andrew, I'm sitting in a caravan in Thatcham with Jamie, Helen and Thomas Reed. Now, they were certainly affected by the floods because the water was about sort of 3 foot deep in this part of Thatcham. Now, Jamie Reed is an actor and he's going to be taking part in this drama this afternoon. So I'm really looking forward to hearing it. I haven't had a sneak preview, so you're going to have to give me a picture of what this is about, because although it's based on one particular day, you very much go into the history of Thatcham, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. It's a really, really well-crafted play written by Ade Morris at the Watermill Theatre, and it's so cleverly done. It tells the history of Thatcham. It follows one character, Jazza, on the day of the floods in Thatcham, but it takes you back to the Victorian times, it takes you back to the 1920s, and it keeps you up to modern day as well, and it was really, really interesting to work on, especially as someone who lives in the town.
I was going to say that. I mean, did you find yourself learning stuff about Thatcham that you hadn't realised had ever happened here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There was a lot of interesting stuff. There's a story about the church in Thatcham, about St Mary's Church, a discovery that was made there. There's also a discovery about the airfield that used to be over at Greenham Common, of course, and an air crash that happened that was never documented. It's really interesting.
You see, I did say, didn't I, that Thomas was going to join in this conversation. He's just being sort of like jiggled about, because you are leading this very odd life at the moment, because you've got a house that you can live in upstairs, but downstairs is still very much sort of drying out. So in a sense, the caravan is playing the part of the downstairs. Now, making this drama, I mean, obviously sort of like rooting it so sort of firmly in one particular part of Berkshire, have you found that people have been coming up and have been really very intrigued to know more about it? I mean, there have been live performances of the show in Thatcham over 4 days.
Yeah, that was really interesting, actually. The response from people at first, obviously they put out a request saying if anyone's got any stories, anything interesting, you can tell us about the town, and that was how they put it together. And I think initially perhaps people's response was a little bit candid and thinking, well, what's this going to be? What's it going to turn into? And everybody who came to see the show, people who've lived in Thatcham their whole lives, 50, 60 years, absolutely loved it and found it fascinating. It's a very moving piece as well.
Well, later on this morning, we're going to be meeting the director of the drama, and we're also going to be finding out exactly what happened to Jamie on the day of that flood, and indeed to young Thomas.
Okay. Maggie Philbin in Thatcham this morning. Look out for her there. And 2 o'clock this afternoon is when you'll hear our drama, if you'd like to, on BBC Radio Berkshire on Nicky Wyman's programme.
Really, the story is all history, all wound up into one day, which is the day of the floods last year.
The Great West Road brings tales of Thatcham, past and present.
Local people who are kind of coming together, working with the professional actors.
Who is that sheltering in St Mary's Church? Why is a US airman circling overhead? And who exactly is that interfering on the airwaves?
Find out this afternoon from 2.
The Great West Road on BBC Radio Berkshire.
So looking forward to hearing that on Nicky's programme later, but we're in Thatcham this morning meeting some of the people who took part in the making of our drama. Maggie Philbin's there.
Yes, we're in the Reeds caravan. The Reeds still living partly in their caravan because they can live upstairs in their house, but they can't live downstairs because it's all drying out. And we've been joined now by Ade Morris. Now, he's the writer of the drama. You haven't heard it yet. You've seen it because it's been performed in Thatcham. How did you feel about it when you... Because I always think, as a writer... You can have this the ideas, and then when you actually see it on stage, it takes on a life of its own, really, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It's quite a magical experience seeing it come alive, really. Especially with a sort of talented bunch of actors and a great director, Robert Melfield, directed it, my deputy at the Watermill, and they just lifted it off the page and made it live. It's fantastic.
So where did you start with this as a project? Because obviously we had all of the floods in Thatcham. It would have been very easy to have done a drama which completely focused on the floods in Thatcham.
Well, yes, but in my researching of the piece, I discovered, not surprisingly, I suppose, that an awful lot of other stuff's happened in Thatcham as well. And though that day was very, very significant and always will be, it seemed better to use it as a sort of a token, a symbol of some of the things that have happened in Thatcham, and hang lots of stuff on it as well.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I think many people, if they don't live in the area especially, think of Thatcham as a bit of a satellite suburb, really, of Newbury, something that's sort of like tacked on, something that you drive through on the A4 on your way to Newbury. But as I say, you know, historically, Thatcham was of huge significance.
Oh, yes. That's, I think, why we called it the Great West Road, really, because I think most people just drive through on the A4 and do, as you say, think it's just an adjunct to Newbury. But it's an older town than Newbury. It was here a long time before Newbury. And really, you can spin a story around Thatcham that becomes symbolic of modern England, I think. It's one of those really ancient boroughs that resonates.
In what way?
Well, it's got history stretching right back to the Neolithic times, and it's got other significant social aspects of modern British history, like the Greenham Base, like everything that happened around Thatcham Church, and also a lot of education history, I think, in Thatcham, with the Blue Coat School and things like that. So it's they're really significant things in Thatcham that have happened in lots of other places in different ways, but which Thatcham can become a great symbol of.
I guess one of your biggest problems must have been what you left out rather than what you put in.
Yes, it was. We had an awful lot of material, so we tried to include as much as we could of what people told to us. And that was the tricky thing about writing it, really, to serve everyone's interests and everyone's experience fairly.
Well, it goes out this afternoon, and of course this will be the first time that you've heard it, because it will be different to the stage version.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I think Duncan, the editor, has chopped about 20 minutes out, so I'm looking forward to seeing which 20 minutes have gone.
No, you're not looking forward to that at all. You're riddled with angst.
It's the best bit we've cut out, apparently. I'll just check that.
Yeah, yes, it normally is the best bit that does get cut out.
From BBC Radio Berkshire and the Watermill Theatre.
What is waist high in places? There's cars floating, people's stuff out of gardens in the streets like rivers. It's crazy. I'm soaking wet. May as well have jumped in the cut, don't care.
The Great West Road is set on the day of the floods, but also explores the history of Thatcham. You can hear it here on BBC Radio Berkshire from 2 o'clock this afternoon.
BBC Radio Berkshire, broadcast at 2 o'clock on Nicky Whiteman's programme, The Great West Road. This is put together from the stories of people who live in Thatcham. Set on the day of the floods, 20th of July last year, but takes in a lot of Thatcham's history from the stories people there have been telling us. And it should be really great, Max, shouldn't it?
I'm really looking forward to hearing it. You're going to have to tape it for me, though.
OK.
It's all about Thatcham. It's set on the day of the floods, but not just about the floods, because lots of Thatcham's history is woven into the piece. Now, I've got the writer here, Abe Morris, and also Jamie and Helen Reed. You were one of the many people in Thatcham who were flooded on that day. Fortunately, you were at home at the time, weren't you? So that made a big difference.
Yeah. We were at home because, obviously, Thomas was only 2 weeks old, so Jamie was still on paternity leave. So fortunately we were at home, and we saw the water rising, and we were able to start kind of moving furniture upstairs and taking precautions, really, as we saw things kind of getting worse. Yeah.
Now, bearing in mind you've got a two-week-old baby, this must have been really stressful.
We were marooned upstairs. The water came in through the back of the house. The front of the house held it sealed, but unfortunately we've got a cat flap at the back. the water came in and we got marooned upstairs. Yeah. We took a picnic and the baby and most of the computers and stuff from downstairs, and we just went upstairs and made base camp up there. And once you realise there's nothing you can do about it, you just sit back and look at it and think, well, this will be something to tell Thomas when he's bigger.
It's very difficult, isn't it, to find the stories that are going to make good drama.
Yeah, that's true. I think a lot of people had a similar experience to Jamie and Helen and Thomas, and some people did have stories happen to them also that would have made good drama had we decided to do it. But it seemed unfair to centre it on one particular family story rather make it a community story and use the flood as a central image I say the word flood has rather biblical overtones. So that was a from a writer's point of view, a gift, really.
So you heard that the BBC were going to do this and that they were looking for performers, and that they, in an ideal world, they wanted to find performers who had been flooded, and they must have thought all their Christmases had come at once when they discovered you, Jeremy.
I suppose so. It came a rather long route, really, because obviously I'm based in Thatcham here, but it came through my agent, who's based in Bristol, via the casting crowd in London, so it came one way and the other, eventually back to Thatcham again. It's very strange to be working in the town. I've never worked in Thatcham before in my life, so...
Lots of talk about Thatcham on BBC Radio Berkshire today. Maggie's been there this morning. We have our drama, The Great West Row, based in Thatcham, coming up on Nicky Whiteman's programme at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And as well as the floods of July last year, that also brings to life a lot of stories from Thatcham's history. Stories that people in Thatcham have told us, like this one. Imagine being 6 weeks away from giving birth to your second baby, and then finding out that the baby's dad has been killed fighting a war in a foreign land. Flight Lieutenant John P. Mockus was one of 16 young American men who were killed when two American B-17 Flying Fortress bombers collided in fog over Greenham in 1944. We're going to hear from Mary, the baby who was born a few weeks later, in a moment or two. First of all, we're going to talk to Sean Cavell, who's a filmmaker who's making a documentary about this story at the moment. Morning, Sean.
Morning, Andrew.
Welcome to BBC Radio Berkshire. Tell us a bit more about what happened, because for a lot of people who live in Thatcham, this will be news to them. I hadn't heard this story until a few weeks ago.
No, well, I think it's one of several crashes that occurred during World War II, and I think it's actually part of that the World War II history of Greenham Base is certainly nowhere near as famous as the Cold War era history. But basically, two B-17s were part of a formation on the 15th of December 1944, returning from a bombing mission over Germany. And it was actually the same day that Glenn Miller disappeared. So it was a very, very foggy day, a famously foggy day. And two B-17s were trying to make it back to land. And basically, one accidentally hits another one in a tragic accident, and they both crash over Greenham.
Was this well known locally at the time? Because quite a lot of military incidents like this were covered up, if it was ever possible to do so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that crashes were so common, accidents were so common during that period that it would have been, you know, it wouldn't have been perhaps as well known as if it was out of wartime. But and certainly through making the film, I've found that there have been a number of other crashes, but this one is a particularly sort of sad loss, I think, because of the young men who lost their lives.
Let's hear from Mary Mockus Shipler now. She was chatting with BBC Radio Berkshire's Steve Madden earlier this morning on BBC Radio Berkshire, and she was the baby who was born just a few weeks after her dad died in this crash.
I truly don't have words to express the emotions we feel about that. Not only me, but my brother, also the pilot's daughter, Christine Damon, and another crew member's niece, Deborah Henderson, that I've been able to make contact with through the internet.
Yeah. I suppose there are those who will say, really, some of this should have been done a long time ago. But it is. What are your thoughts that actually something is being done to mark the sacrifice now? I'm kind of getting the impression that you're kind of lost for words about it.
I am. It's just truly unbelievable to all of us.
Mary Mockus Shipler talking to us from the States earlier on BBC Radio Berkshire. When will people in Thatcham be able to see your film, Sean? When will it be done?
Well, hopefully it'll be finished by the end of May. I mean, one of the reasons that it's actually taken longer than planned was because of a couple more eyewitnesses to the incident came forward in December. So it's quite possible that after doing this, someone else may actually say they saw it as well, or they saw the wreckage. But as far as I know, I've now found everyone who is still alive today who saw it. So finished end of May, and then hopefully be shown at the former air base at Greenham in the summer.
Nice one. Well, let us know when it's on, and we'll mention it on BBC Radio Berkshire, of course.
Thank you.
And thanks for talking to us this morning.
Thank you, Andrew.
Sean Cavell, live at 13 minutes to 9.